An opinion piece in the Austin American-Statesman was headlined, Austin ISD's plan for school closures is inequitable. So here's my question. How can any school closure plan be equitable, as such will always inconvenience some who live closest to a closed campus? What the people in Austin ISD should be upset about, and apparently are not, is the plan to use the money saved from closing 12 schools to have money to fund leftist re-education propaganda programs such as cultural proficiency training for all faculty and staff, as well as provide new and expanded opportunities in social justice. In turning to a different subject, with unrelenting reports of thousands of veterans dying by suicide each year, Congress is considering opening the door to mental health treatment outside the Veterans Health Administration, speeding the pace of privatizing care for former members of the military, the Hearst Washington Bureau reported. What a shame it is that seemingly half of those in our country think a government health care system is a positive thing when for decades they've had the VA system to show them how badly these schemes work. The VA's long wait times and inattentiveness demonstrates how government systems always lead to lower standards of performance and de facto rationing of such. And the answer for our veterans is not pouring yet more money into the VA healthcare system, but instead providing them with solid insurance coverage usable anywhere in the private sector. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m. and keep up with the news and commentary of Texas at PrattOnTexas.com.